are continued clashes and explosions in the Yarmouk camp, there is a situation of insecurity, and that means that UNRWA has been unable to deliver urgently needed humanitarian assistance, primary medical aid, and food, mainly food parcels. And it means that children who desperately need medical care and other forms of humanitarian support are not getting it.
A joint statement signed by 130 organizations, including major United Nations agencies and international non-governmental organizations. What are the highlights of the statement?
Well, one of the important things about that statement is the vehicle that's being used to purvey it. We are hosting a thunderclap campaign with the hashtag #letusthrough. And that is demanding humanitarian access to Yarmouk and all civilians who are besieged and trapped inside Syria. It also asks the parties on the ground to listen to the unanimous voice of the Security Council and let humanitarian organizations in.
Hashtag let us through. Could you please explain more to the audience about this campaign?
It's a wonderful campaign whereby the pre-war population of Syria was 23 million. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping to get 23 million people to follow our Thunderclap campaign. If you go to the Thunderclap website and type into the search engine, let us through, you can sign up to the campaign. We urgently need more people to sign up in different languages, Arabic, the UN languages, Arabic, Chinese, Russian, French, English, Spanish, the list goes on. So we need people to sign up urgently. You just go to the Thunderclap website and then type in let us through and join up. So I hope people will do that.
So the Thunderclap, after that campaign, it would appear on our world-famous electronic billboard in New York in Times Square.
That's right. Yeah. I should have mentioned, you're right to point this out. Mm-hmm. When we get to 23 million, and that will be probably in the evening New York time, we hope, on Thursday, the 20th of March, the iconic image of thousands of people waiting for UNRWA food parcels will appear on the electronic billboard on the Reuters building in Times Square. And that will send, we hope, a very powerful signal to people at the diplomatic community just down the road in UN headquarters that the humanitarian community has to have access. We have to have access to people. And let's hope that this inspirational happening, if you like, this image magically appearing, the people of Yarmouk, the Palestinians of Yarmouk, in Times Square, the world-famous billboard, will actually make people sit up and listen and look, because that's what the world has to do today.